This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Both Senators Chuck Grassley and Joni Ernst voted to confirm Scott Pruitt as EPA Administrator and later regretted it, saying that they had been lied to by Pruitt in face-to-face meetings as to how he said he would administer the RFS. Personally, I think they let themselves be fooled by Pruitt, who did just exactly what I said would happen when you put a fox in the henhouse. Pruitt was obviously a shrill for the petroleum industry, going after RIN waivers for refineries with great energy. There are lots of dead chickens. Now Trump wants Wheeler confirmed as EPA Administrator, so Grassley and Ernst will have to again decide whether to vote for another shrill, this one a coal industry lobbyist. That is just a fox of another color. Grassley has discussed E15 and the RFS with Wheeler and says that Wheeler will not issue as many RIN waivers as Pruitt. Does that mean that the chickens are safer, or that Grassley and Ernst are being lied to again? EPA should reallocate the RINs waived to other larger refineries and stop slow-boating E15. Wheeler worked as an aide to Senator Inhofe, who used to be the most anti-ethanol member of the Senate before Ted Cruz took over that job. Grassley and Ernst were lied to by Pruitt, so shame on him. If they let Wheeler lie to them again, then shame on them. China intends to be consuming 10% ethanol in all their motor fuel by 2020. Some were wondering where they were going to get all of that corn for that. And then they more than doubled their reserve corn stocks with a stroke of a pencil, which gets them well down the road without a crushing need to import corn for ethanol. The beauty of ethanol in China is the distiller's grain, which their livestock industry can so readily use, moderating their soy needs slightly. Little Sioux Corn Processor CEO Steve Rowe wrote that China currently produces 600 million gallons of ethanol, is investing in another 1.3 to 1.4 billion gallon capacity, with a long-term objective of producing 4 billion gallons annually. The U.S. ethanol industry would love a crack at an open market for ethanol and distillers in China. A 30% tariff on imported ethanol and a ruling that U.S. DDGs are dumped on the Chinese market has killed U.S. exports of those products to China. Vice President Mike Pence stood in for Trump at the APEC summit meeting in New Guinea, and things did not go well there relative to the U.S. and China. Xi Jinping attended, and he and Pence exchanged barbs by trying to convince the regional members that the other was the bad guy there. Xi promoted free trade, and Pence leveled accusations that China was taking advantage of the U.S. One result was the lack of the typical communique being issued at the end of the summit. It was not a very positive preamble to the upcoming summit in Argentina between Trump and Xi Jinping. It was China that rejected the language on trade favored by all of the other countries attending. If the same Xi Jinping shows up to meet Trump as was in New Guinea, the trade war will move closer to a Cold War. Treasury Secretary Mnuchin and Trade Advisor Kudlow, both administration trade moderates, are working hard to set up high-level trade talks. Kudlow and Trade Advisor Peter Navarro, who is a trade hardliner, were reportedly exchanging heated words. Trade hardliner Commerce Secretary Ross is on the way out, and who replaces him may tip a hand as to what faction on trade is in control. U.S. Trade Representative Lighthizer, also a trade hardliner who has been aligned with Navarro, has not been mentioned. Trump is talking about the Chinese response to U.S. demands as both constructive but inadequate. That tells us nothing. Crude oil was trading slightly higher in what appeared to be a dead cat bounce. The U.S. is not going to cut oil production. Russia says it is not interested in a cut, which leaves the Saudis, and frankly, they will not have much impact unilaterally. Macro markets have added pressure to corn and wheat with a 20-week cycle low due in corn. Harvest selling should wrap up soon. Trade talk uncertainty is batting soybeans around. Bulls are looking for a Hail Mary from the Argentine summit. Looking south, there is talk of heavy rains in Brazil. That is different than in Argentina. The Argentine soils are more like ours, deep, needing drainage, which they do not have for lack of tile. When we were in Brazil, I never saw a foot of tile being laid anywhere because, as a general statement, they do not need it. The soil structure there allows drainage, so if crops are well established, wet conditions quickly resolve themselves with natural drainage. Early planting in Brazil this year will give them a longer season to run planters, which is likely to result in a record soybean acreage. It also benefits their second corn crop. It is still so wet here that a tiler told me that tile laid one day is running three quarters full the next. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa, online at Comstock.com, or call 712-227-1110.